I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 25th. An incident involving an MBTA subway train at South Station forced shuttle buses to replace service along an extended stretch of the Red Line last night. According to T, police, an adult male intentionally entered into the right-of-way on the southbound tracks at about 6 p.m. as a train was approaching South Station. The T used shuttle buses to replace service from Alewife and Kendall to JFK UMass due to the incident at South Station. The stations affected, including Kendall MIT, Charles MGH, Park Street, Downtown Crossing, South Station, Broadway, Andrew, and JFK UMass. Buses were already replacing service to the Alewife terminal as part of a long-term Red Line closure in July. Police said the man was pronounced dead as a result of injuries sustained. Brody or Baker Beach in Germantown remains closed to swimming in Quincy due to high bacteria levels. Results of water tests taken this week indicate unsafe levels of pollution in the water. Signs have been posted warning people to swim at their own risk. Water at all 12 other Quincy City beaches tested safe for swimming this week, as did all of Wollaston Beach. The weekly beach water testing program continues through Labor Day. Items from the historic Paragon Boardwalk and Hall will go on sale at auction later this month, according to an announcement from the auction firm Paul E. Saperstein and Company. The auction will be held online and will include hundreds of items ranging from a more than 100-year-old arcade game to Paragon's 18-hole mini golf course. Restaurant appliances and relics are also for sale. The auction will begin Wednesday, July 31st at 10 a.m. The Paragon Boardwalk and its arcade have been part of the Nantasket Beach area for more than a century, since 1918. Now, though, popular buildings along the boardwalk will be taken down to make way for new condos. While the buildings are coming down, the famous carousel in the area will be staying. Around 200 local veterans with disabilities were treated to a day of fishing and boating off of Howes Neck in Quincy yesterday afternoon, part of the 66th annual Harvey Saltwater Fishing Club Veterans Fishing Trip. Club President Kevin Gomez says it's a cause close to his heart. More than 100 volunteers came out to support the annual fishing trip at the Quincy Yacht Club, including 20 vessels ranging from lobster to harbor cruise boats. All supplies are donated or paid for through fundraising, including a catered dinner at the end of the event. Veterans and volunteers look forward to the event months in advance. Well, 10 years after an osprey nest was built in the Howes Neck Marsh in Quincy, it finally has its first residents. This spring, osprey were spotted nesting on top of the 20-foot pole in the marsh, and two chicks were hatched. Norman Smith, former director of the Trailside Museum and Massachusetts Audubon, advised residents to place some sticks on top of the pole. The osprey arrived the next day. Quincy resident Karen Walker and neighbors built the nest 10 years ago with a $1,000 grant from the Quincy Community Preservation Committee. The neighbors celebrated this spring when the birds arrived. The Mass Fisheries and Wildlife authorized Smith to band the two new chicks so they can be monitored. Smith says the arrival of the osprey indicate that local waterways are healthy. He says the osprey should be observed from a distance. Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell reporting that Norfolk County recordings for the second quarter of 2024 show consistent trends in overall real estate activity compared to the second quarter of last year, with a slight drop in property sales, but an increase in the total number of deeds recorded. The registry recorded over 26,000 documents in the second quarter of this year, 3% less than the same time last year. The number of deeds for the second quarter, which reflect both commercial and residential real estate sales and transfers, was an increase of 1% from the second quarter of 2023. O'Donnell says the second quarter sales prices have increased compared to the second quarter of last year. The average sale price in the second quarter of this year was over $1.19 million, a 20% increase from the second quarter of last year. Total dollar volume of commercial and residential sales is up over $2.7 million, an increase of 18% from the same period a year ago. Thousands of nurses at Brigham and Women's Hospital have voted to go on a one-day strike after the unionized force says that they're in a contract stalemate over wages, benefits, and staffing levels. The Massachusetts Nurses Association said votes resulted in 2,507 nurses saying yes to 16 saying no. Threatening to walk off the job is not something Brigham and Women's nurses like Jen DeVincent take lightly, but the two-decade labor and delivery nurse says that she's ready to picket for one day because she wants to see changes in safety and security at the hospital. After nearly a year and 30 negotiating sessions, the union and the hospital are at a deadlock. 4,000 Brigham and Women's nurses are voting to kick off a 24-hour labor strike at the state's second-largest hospital, which could have a significant impact at a time when experts say hospitals in Massachusetts are already strained from shortages. Officials at Mass General Brigham sent a statement saying, in part, "We have been negotiating in good faith with the Massachusetts Nurses Association's two bargaining committees at both Brigham and Women's Hospital and Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital, with a genuine desire to come to agreement with both committees. Nurses at the Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital, represented by the same union, will also be voting to strike today. The union and hospital are set to have another meeting on August 8th, and if that goes nowhere, the union must give the hospital 10 days' notice before going on strike." Massachusetts has the best school districts in the country, according to a new WalletHub survey. The state also took the top spot in the personal finance website's 2023 ranking. The report ranked K through 12 school systems in every state based on metrics like dropout rates, class size, and standardized test scores. Massachusetts is either first or tied for first when it comes to math test scores, reading test scores, and median ACT scores. The state also has the highest share of students in the country who score a 3 or better on advanced placement exams. Massachusetts was ranked second overall when it comes to school safety, with one of the lowest percentages or threatened or injured high school students. WalletHub says Massachusetts also has very few reports of physical fights or illegal drugs available on school property compared to the rest of the country. According to WalletHub, the states with the best public schools are Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, and Wisconsin. Elsewhere in New England, New Hampshire comes in sixth, Maine is 16th, Vermont 17th, and Rhode Island 18th. Earlier this year, WalletHub ranked Massachusetts as the most educated state in America. WalletHub puts New Mexico at the bottom of its school system ranking, followed by Oklahoma, Arizona, Alaska, and Louisiana. A check of business news this morning, and stocks took a tumble yesterday. The Dow fell 504 points. The NASDAQ lost 654. The S&P dropped 128. Asian shares dropped this morning, with Tokyo's benchmark losing more than 1,000 points at one point and closing down more than 3% as pessimism set in over a nosedive on Wall Street. The dollar was lower, the euro was flat, oil at $77 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lost to the Rockies in Colorado 20-7. They're back home tomorrow night for a series with the Yankees beginning at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 84. For tonight, some patchy fog, low 66. Tomorrow, mainly sunny at a high of 84. Sunny 86 on Saturday and sunny 87 on Sunday. Out on the water, waves about a foot A south wind, 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide of 321 this afternoon. Sunrise, 5:30, sets at 8:09. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, July 25th.